Well, my job this morning is to share with you what we call the cycle of relationships. And I have been really working on this. This is a passion of mine. And I think part of the struggle with the church today is that we don't have a biblical view of relationships. We want to do ministry service. We want to do ministry activities. But Jesus built relationships that led to service. And if we're going to model the master, we've got to learn how to connect with people and to invest in their lives, how to see the process of relating the way God did it. Not pandering to people, not necessarily pointing the finger, but yet calling them out. And I always wondered, how is it that Jesus was a friend of the sinners as holy as he was? He never compromised who he was. They knew who he was, but yet he could go around sinners and yet still be a light in dark places. How does one build real relationships? Now, those are not the things we're going to talk about today as much as I would love to, but I want you to think about this and start in your mind to consider this big picture. How can we do ministry if we don't know how to build relationships? And if you think about it, in the church, what is the biggest struggle with people? Relationships. We talk about the one anotherings and we look at the importance of it, but I believe, and as I've been doing this for a few years as a pastor, I believe we've got to get down to the nitty-gritty of that. Even from the top down, equipping the saints for the work of service. Well, in equipping the saints for the work of service, I've got to build some relationships with the saints. I've got to be invested in their lives. And in order to be invested in their lives, I've got to spend time with them. I always tell guys when they want to come and lead at our church, you got to live with the people, you've got to love on the people, you've got to learn with the people, and then you can lead them. Well, that's relationship building. And when you think about the Trinity being a relationship, we see three categories of the Trinity. They were equal, they were under, they were over. And when I look at every central relationship around, you're equal to somebody, you're over somebody, you're under somebody. And God has given us specific instructions on how to do this. And one of the things I'm discovering too about relationships is that there are some things that can block us from having good God-honoring relationships. And I want to talk about that first. And then there's some things we can do, I believe, to develop biblical ones. As I have been working on this, this is like a 15-year process. So let me just tell you, what you're getting in an hour is taking me 15 years to learn. So I'm not too happy with you. Because you get 15 years in 1 hour. And I would see these cycles, and I want to talk about it. And I would see these cycles in my marriage, in my family dynamics. I would see these cycles at the church. And I could not figure out what I was looking at. And I would sit down and counsel people. And I kept saying this same thing. And I'm thinking, it's something that's universal here. It's happening across the board. And I'm seeing it in every relationship that I'm encountering. But what is this thing that I'm seeing? And so I would research scripture and I would ask for wisdom. And finally, God opened my eyes through the scripture and through just the dynamics of watching and reading to see and to put a label. And these labels are arbitrary. You could label this anything. But these are labels that just seem to make sense to me about looking at relationships. And so I want to talk to you about this, but the first part of it I want to talk about is when you're driven by pride. When you operate by pride, you will find yourself in a very tough situation in relationships. Pride makes you think that you're right about everything. Now, watch this. Pride will cause you to confront people about issues that you thought you saw in them, but you're missing in yourself. Pride will put you in a position where you're irritated by everything you see in others, but blind to the same reality in your own life. And don't be a person in pride who's right most of the time. Now you're really in trouble. Because that means you trust your own estimations about life and people more than you trust God. And sometimes you can be wrong. With that being said, there is this cycle that I've seen, and I want you to think it through with me. It's one that has broken me in many places where I've had to repent. It's one that has challenged many church relationships. Again, I see it in families. And I want you to just walk with me in your notes. So if you would turn in your notes at the very top, cycle of self-centered relationships, you should see something called pride. And I want to read that definition and then walk through what happens when we function in pride. Pride is a mind set on self with resistance to the will and ways of God. This leads to evaluating and dealing with people according to your own estimations, leading to various relational problems. Then after that, it says, as you function in pride, you will tend to develop a picture of people in accordance to your opinion, resulting in an inevitable cycle. So let's talk about that. When I walk in pride, first step, I will have what we call a picture of people. A picture of people. Now, before I really get into it in detail, the picture, let me see if I can put it to you this way. Think about it this way. If I have the word stupid written on my forehead, I can't see it, only you can see it. What happens as I keep talking? How will you see everything that I'm saying? As what? I could be the smartest man in the room. It wouldn't matter, because if I have stupid written on my forehead, everything you hear will come out as what? What if I have he cannot be trusted, he is a liar on his forehead? I could be completely honest, but what will your picture be of everything I'm saying? This is what I tell people. We don't have communication problems, we have interpretation problems. And interpretation problems come back to a heart problem. So many times when people are talking to you, they hear you just fine, but you've asked the wrong question. Not did you hear me, how do you see me? Because according to how you see me really determines a lot of how you hear me. So if you've got a picture of me and you trust your picture more than anything, you've already sized up everything I've said according to that picture you have. And so when we walk in pride, we tend to walk by our picture of the person. And let's break that down a little bit. So walk with me with some of the details. You have a settled opinion about a person's character. A settled opinion about their conduct, a settled opinion about their conversation, their commitments, their care, their compassion, their concern in relation to you, in relation to God, in relation to others and life situations. But here's the problem with your settled opinion. Sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're what? So when you walk with your picture of people and it's settled, that's dangerous, because that might be the day that they are doing something and being something different, and you're holding them hostage to your picture, when that could be the day that they're doing something completely different. And that has hurt me over the years in my marriage, as I saw this cycle and could not understand. It's hurt me as a leader over the years. It's hurt me in many ways, because I had a settled picture of the person, and I was unwilling to walk away from that picture, because a lot of times I was right about them. But you know what? Many times I was completely wrong. How many of you can look back over many conversations and say, if I got honest, I was dealing with them not according to who they were and what they were saying, I was dealing with them according to the picture I had about them. And so every word was tainted by that picture. Here's a verse that I thought was helpful in this. He who trusts in his own heart is a what? But he who walks wisely will be. Now, so now notice this thing. I've got this pride working. This pride leads me to have a picture of you. Now watch this. Then I will deal with you according to my preference. So when we think about preference for a moment, consider this. I don't know about you, but there's a certain way I like things done. Am I the only one in the room? And I kind of not only like certain things done a certain way, I can be a little demanding about that. Am I the only one that... it's just, you know, this is the way it ought to be done. I don't care what you think. It's irrelevant to me. I want it done like this. Any other witnesses? Okay, all right, so see, the problem with us, with these preferences, we kind of tune people out if they're not doing things our way. And we kind of, can I say this? We kind of criticize them too, if they're not doing it our way. And we kind of are not too happy with people when we've already sized them up according to this picture, and yeah, there's a way that I would prefer you.